Oh, the magic of the British weather in winter for a child. I went through a few memorable ones, including several in the late 1970s and a particularly biting one in 1981 to 1982, which was the coldest winter for a century. For us, growing up in a rural village, it meant that we had to get the bus to school. If there had been a considerable blanket of snow during the night, we would head to the bus stop as usual. But if it didn't arrive within 5 minutes of the allotted time, we would be heading home again, declaring it a snow day. The double-decker bus we went to school on struggled, even in the best of conditions. It was nicknamed the Cronk, due to the fact that it was so old and decrepit. In fact, it once had a cloud of smoke emanating from the rear end when, loaded with squealing schoolchildren, it attempted to tackle the hill up to the school. No health and safety definitely was not invented then. So in snow, there was no way it was going to make it the 3 miles into town. Due to a lot of hedgerows being removed to accommodate modern farming methods, the snow, coupled with a stiff breeze, would cause it to drift mercilessly across the roads. I remember the village being cut off at both ends and from the sides. There was no way in nor out. When I recently spoke to one of the villagers who remembers that time, he said the local farmers would get their tractors out and go to help shift the snow so people would still get to work. The local radio station was a lifeline, keeping people updated on the road closures and school closures. But for us kids, being marooned with no school was heaven. My cousins and I would trudge knee-deep through snow over the fields and pretend to be Scott of the Antarctic. It was fun to take the dog for a walk with us and see him bounding through the drifts with snow on his nose. On one occasion, the snow was piled way higher than us. There was a splendid sense of isolation and calm, in stark contrast to the pandemonium that ensues these days every time we get a few flakes of the white stuff. We all looked out for each other, and the worst that could happen was the village shop ran out of bread. My mum made most of our own bread, so that wasn't an issue, and we had a freezer full of veg Dad had grown during the year. Mum kept a well-stocked pantry, as was the way in those days, with enough tins of corned beef and Shipham's paste, sardine and crab flavours mainly, and packet soup to see us through a nuclear winter. The fact we had a dairy farm at one end of the village meant we never ran out of milk. We used to craze her to let us out in the snow, wrapped in mittens, bobble hats, anoraks, and good old-fashioned black wellies. After 5 minutes of pelting each other with snowballs or building a snowman, we were crazing her to let us back in again, to what I was certain was frostbite on my toes. Once we'd had enough of playing out, there was nothing better than heading over to my nan and grandad's house to thaw out. Here we were certain of a warm-up by the coal fire and a steaming mug of tea from the teapot that was brewing on the mantelshelf. If we were lucky, my grandad would let us make toast over the coals, which was great, as long as he didn't mind having 3 rather sooty holes in the bread left by the fire fork. I remember Nan going out into the yard wearing her fur-lined boots to fetch coal in from the bunker. Her house had no central heating, but the sitting room was always kept at maximum temperature. Looking back now, I'm not sure how she coped with the cold. I remember my parents buying her an electric blanket in the 1970s. The fact she used it in conjunction with a hot water bottle now fills me with horror. I never really minded the cold and can remember waking in the morning to a window pane with frost on the inside. We didn't have duvets in those days, but it was nothing better than a good old flannelette sheet, woolly bed socks, plus a special crochet blanket made by my nan from unravelled jumpers, which she couldn't overcome. Now, how does something with so many holes in it keep you so warm? I just stuck my head back down under the covers, put my feet on the still lukewarm bottle, and waited for Dad to bring me a cup of tea.